Riviera Radio Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Very well, thank you.
So you've been fiddling with your equipment over the weekend and breaking it, have you?
I wouldn't say fiddling with my equipment, it's how I spent the weekend, but it was a nice weekend, thank you very much. One that I enjoyed watching the football, of course. I finally worked out that England were playing Ukraine on Saturday, although it wasn't much of a match, so perhaps there wasn't much competition there. As we sail through to the semi-finals.
Right, okay, well, I timed my barbecue to perfection. It was actually already at half-time, and then we munched it and enjoyed the second half.
Very nice too. Sounds perfect. I know you were disappointed with the results, and no doubt you've got your Danish flag ready to fly for Wednesday.
Don't be ridiculous. Okay, let's have a look at the markets. Good set of non-farm payroll numbers on Friday, best than Wall Street expected, and staving off fears perhaps that the Federal Reserve might be tempted to tweak interest rates.
Yeah, the one data release, of course, that moves markets more than any other is the non-farm payroll report. US labour market report was healthy but provided some mixed signals. The rate of hiring accelerated compared to prior months, and there's been some easing of labour shortage that held back employment gains in the early stages of the reopening. In terms of the big numbers, well, 850,000 jobs were created in June. Consensus was for around 700,000. Big gains in consumer-facing industries. Average hourly earnings rose 3.6% year-on-year. Couple of concerns, it has to be said, from the household survey. The unemployment rate edged up to 5.9%. Participation rate remains very low. It's down at 61.6% compared to 63.4% pre-pandemic. This is the proportion of people in work or looking for work. Highlights concerns that infection rates, childcare constraints, and improved social benefits are continuing to hold back the return to work. But in terms of the impact, as you say, important from the impact it will have on policy. If you look at the level of employment, it's still 6.7 million below its pre-pandemic level in February 2020. However, the US economy has delivered an impressive private employment growth of 550,000 per month since February. So I think if sustained, should be enough to convince the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, that substantial progress will be made in coming months, paving the way for a formal announcement of tapering to come in at the September meeting.
Yeah, you do still have to turn your email off before using this because it's internet. Remember that?
I did hear that.
Who's emailing you at 10 to 7 in the morning?
Lots of people. It's 10 to 8, by the way, here. I know.
Well, 10 to 8 then. Sorry. but it just certainly knocks spots off Zoom, this system, doesn't it?
I like it. I think we're in good shape now. Technology has come to our aid once again. Let's reflect very quickly, shall we, on market performance. Investors setting aside fears that a wave of virus variants would result in the reintroduction of travel restrictions and lockdown measures, preferring to focus on steadily improving economic data we've been pointing to that points to positive pace of recovery, but not one that will lead to a persistent surge in inflationary pressure. So US stocks closed at all-time highs on Friday. That's for the seventh consecutive day, an achievement that's not actually happened since 1997. Technology led the way while cyclicals underperformed. S&P 500 was up 1.7% over the course of the week. And Europe's stocks were little changed over the course of the trading week. Bond markets, big reaction there. US Treasury yields fell across the board. 10-year fell 10.1 basis points over the week, down to 1.43%, hitting its lowest level since early March. Opening calls on the European bourses, a little bit mixed this morning. Currently calling FTSE up 9 points to the open. DAX over in Frankfurt down 5 points. CAC 400 in Paris off 1 point.
Let's keep it professional. What's he not going to sing this morning?
I may do if we get to the final.
Just think of all that money we've wasted over the years on ISDN phone calls.
It's true, isn't it?
Uncle Barclay wants his money back.
You should give me a rebate.
So when are you going back to the office then?
I think early September. I know this is a key date in your diary that you're wonderfully excited about. The idea of me getting back in my car at 4:45 in the morning, driving to Canary Wharf. But listen, I think it'll be a nice balance. There's lots of companies I think will probably move towards a hybrid approach. So certainly less days formally in the office than we had before, which will be a nice balance, I think.
You won't miss getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, though, will you, really?
I'll enjoy it once again. Let me give you a call when I'm in the car just to make sure you're... Well, you're up and ready, of course.
I'm already here by the time you're still sleeping when I'm on the
get
go.
Get the violins out. Here we go. Come on.
Chinese regulators are cracking down on internet firms.
They are. Further evidence, Chinese regulators are indeed looking to hold back or keep reining in the e-commerce companies. This after cyberspace regulator ordered app stores to remove Didi, striking a major blow for China's largest ride-hailing giant, which is basically China's equivalent to Uber. This is just days after it pulled out of one of the largest US IPOs of the past decade that gave it a value of somewhere around $67 billion. They announced the ban yesterday, citing violations on Didi's collection of usage of personal information. The move effectively requires operators of app stores such as Apple and Huawei to remove Didi from their offering, although the current 500 million users can still order up rides so long as they've already downloaded the app. The move put pressure, of course, on the shares of Didi yesterday and underscores the Chinese government's determination, to rein in the power of the internet sector.
And I forgot to ask you, lads, to talk about Morrisons.
Morrisons, yeah, lots of excitement around Morrisons. Yeah. Of course, a big takeover taking place. And lots of excitement around the sector, actually, filtering through to other stores that could well be seen as takeover targets. So a war has broken out in terms of the price pushing it ever higher. So good news, of course, for shareholders in the retailer.
Well, when we were talking a couple of weeks ago, I sort of suggested what's to prevent Amazon getting involved and stuff like that. And lo and behold, speculation that Amazon, which already has a partnership deal with Morrisons, could enter the fight.
It remains to be seen if that turns out to be the case. Basically, any deal that happens anywhere, almost in any sector, there's a rumour that Amazon could be interested, whether that's the company putting about in an effort to try and get it to come up with a better deal from other investors remains to be seen. It looks as if the private equity groups have been making progress in terms of that deal, and the takeover should be somewhere around about £6.3 billion.
Was that Mrs. Potts doing the hoovering in the background there? What was that noise?
No, why? Can you hear something? I don't know.
You haven't got your window open next to the motorway, have you?
No, not yet. Not in this part of the world.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.38. Euro dollar coming at 1.18.5. You're going to get 1.16.5 euro for your British pound this morning.
You can't be that far away from the M25, are you?
Probably about 10 minutes or so, something around that.
It's probably the prices get cheaper the nearer you get to the motorway, huh?
Oh, there's not. There's some amazing houses that are not that far from the motorway, let me tell you that.
Thank you very much.
I've got one set aside for you. We'd love to have you back.
Really? And no way.
It's a country you've always loved and always will.
Over my dead body. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hang Potts and Barclays.